Item 30.
Excerpt number 30 from Rabash. What is a cup of blessing must be full in the work? When a person is already standing near the place from which he will receive the help from above, and near means that the kli, the vessel, meaning the desire to bestow, is far away from him. He sees that only the Creator can save him. As Baal HaSulam said, this is the most important point in man's work. For then he has close contact with the Creator, because he sees 100% that nothing can help him but the Creator himself. Although he believes this, still, this faith does not always illuminate for him that specifically now is the best time to receive the salvation of the Creator, that specifically now he can be saved and the Creator will bring him closer, meaning give him the desire to bestow and emerge from the control of self-love, which is called Exodus from Egypt. In other words, he comes out of the control of the Egyptians who afflicted Israel and did not let them do the holy work. And the children of Israel sighed from the work, and their cry rose up to God. And then the Creator brought them out from the exile in Egypt. In other words, since the people of Israel felt the enslavement and wanted to escape from this exile, that the Egyptians were enslaving them, when they came to this important point of feeling their lowliness, the Creator brought them out of Egypt. This is, as the Ari says, that when the people of Israel were in Egypt, they were already in 49 gates of tum'ah, impurity. And then the Creator brought them out of Egypt. This means that they already came to the worst lowliness, the lowest that can be, and then the Creator brought them out.
Work, the result of Excerpt 31, Baal HaSulam. Shemati 18, what is my soul shall weep in secret in the work? When concealment overpowers one and he comes to a state where the work becomes tasteless and he cannot picture and feel any love and fear, and he cannot do anything in holiness, then his only counsel is to cry to the Creator to take pity on him and remove the screen from his eyes and heart.
In that state, he has to be 100% certain that all the heaviness he received was from the Creator, that there is none else besides him. Meaning he doesn't go to the Creator to pray for someone else. The evil inclination stands there in the side and incites him like the friends are doing something wrong or something. It's he himself that changes all the changes, no matter what. The Creator does them. He does them so that the person will turn to him. Yes?
The matter of crying is a very important one. It is as our sages write, all the gates were locked except for the gate of tears. The world asks about that. If the gates of tears are not locked, what is the need for the gates at all? And he said that it is like a person who asks his friend for some necessary object. This object touches his heart, and he asks and begs of him in every manner of prayer and plea. Yet his friend pays no heed to all that. And when one sees that there is no longer reason for prayers and pleas, he then raises his voice in weeping. It is said about that all the gates were locked except for the gates of tears. Thus, when were the gates of tears not locked? Precisely when all the gates were locked. It is then that there is room for the gates of tears, and then one sees that they were not locked. However, when the gates of prayer are open, the gates of tears and weeping are irrelevant. This is the meaning of the gates of tears being locked. Thus, when are the gates of tears not locked? Precisely when all the gates are locked, the gates of tears are open. This is because one still has the counsel of prayer and plea. This is the meaning of my soul shall weep in secret, meaning when one comes to a state of concealment, then my soul shall weep, because one has no other option. This is the meaning of whatsoever thy hand attaineth to do, by thy strength that do.
Marching, waging an attack.
Excerpt 32 from Rabash, Volume 1, Article, What is Return, O Israel, unto the Lord your God in the work? It is written, who heals the brokenhearted? We should understand what it means that the Creator heals the brokenhearted. The thing is that it is known that the essence of man is the heart. As our sages said, the merciful one wants the heart. The heart is the kli, the vessel, that receives the kdusha from above. It is as we learn about the breaking of the vessels that if the kli is broken, everything you put in it will spill out. Likewise, if the heart is broken, meaning that the will to receive controls the heart, abundance cannot enter there, because everything that the will to receive receives will go to the klipot, to the shells. This is called the breaking of the heart. Hence, a person prays to the Creator and says, you must help me, because I am worse than everyone, since I feel that the will to receive controls my heart. And this is why nothing of kedusha, of sanctity, can enter my heart. I want no luxuries, only to be able to do something for the sake of the Creator. And I am utterly incapable of this. So only you can save me. By this we should interpret what is written, the Lord is near to the brokenhearted. That is, those who ask the Creator to help them, so their hearts will not be broken, and will be whole.